Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Prashna Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We are entering into another important topic. Samvatsaro vai prajapati tasyayane dakshinam chottaram cha tadyeha vai tadishtapurte kritamityupasate te chandramasameva lokamabhijyante, and so forth. The meaning of this mantra is, the ear indeed is Brahman, God. Prajapati, the ruler of all that is created. It has two aspects, southern and northern. Those who perform ishta and purta karmas, ishta karma, certain duties are prescribed by scriptures, like practicing your japa, meditation, etc., that you must do day by day, they are called ishta karmas. Ishta karmas are focused on making you good, be good. That's the subtlety behind ishta karmas. Improving, enrich yourself. Next called purta karmas, karmas that are supplementary. As you nourish yourself, externally you do magnanimous works, charitable works, creating hospitals, and even digging wells, etc., whatever is good for humanity, humanitarian activity becomes purta karma. Doing ishta karma and purta karma, being good, doing good, simple formula. This can be adopted in two ways, being good, doing good for the sake of your prosperity, with desire that all this will improve my life on this earth, and afterwards, better birth. If you are adopting this, this is called southern path, allegorically, which I will explain why it is called. But those who adore the sun by practicing tapas, tapas is austerity, and austerity I have what I described before, that type of movement within you that scorches malas, gross impurities. Instead of gross impurities scorching you, scorch them. Sounds easy. First let your mind take it humorously and then work upon it. Brahmacharya, in popular way people understand by brahmacharya, is practice of celibacy. But that's completely kindergarten job. It has two aspects. One, to understand that deep down you are not the body. So you are not female, male. That understanding that you are beyond body and body attributes, that's the basis of brahmacharya. Therefore, allowing your mind to operate not to please the bodies, but to please God who has created all bodies. And to discover that your real body is the body of God. That's brahmacharya. You are fashioned by Satchidananda. Sat is the feet, chit your heart, ananda is your head. Making a joke, but it's a good joke. Deep down you are Brahman. And acting accordingly. Therefore practice of brahmacharya is one of the highest type of religious practice. You bring out from the heart of people their spiritual potentiality. Look at the people as the Atma, the Self. They look at you as the Atma. If you create that, that's called Brahmacharya. Your acharan, your movement is Brahman. Brahman in thought, Brahman in action. Next great quality is Shraddha, faith. And I have explained that. Everyone has latent faith. But faith continues to as if sleep. In Ramayana's story, the story allegorically, faith is presented as Ahalya, a big rock. Rama puts his foot on it, she becomes a Devi. Deep down, the faith within you remains like a rock. But as satsanga awakens devotion to God, faith begins to rise. A transformation occurs in it. If faith begins to develop within you, grow within you, you have become a real human being. Until then, you are not a human being, no matter how your external setting may be. But even in that case, faith is your potentiality. It is not something that you have to acquire from going somewhere, etc. It's a matter of just good association, simplifying yourself, bringing little integral yoga in your daily life, enjoying positivity, and faith begins to rise. As faith grows within you, Shraddha leads to Virya. Virya term here refers to inner strength. As you live your life, strength, sense of strength gives you a lot of excitement, a lot of fun. First stage of sense of strength is how much you can run, jump, bounce. But as you begin to grow up, strength means how much can you handle negative situation without being upset. If you lack that strength, then you have to be only in a situation where there is no challenge. It's bravo, it's also good. But your aim should not be to control the environment to keep you safe. Thereby you are not developing strength. What I'm leading you to understand, that you don't complain against negative situations. Don't spend time in complaining against them. That you understand that you have energy, resources, utilize them. And God within you will give you more resources. But if you waste your mental energy in worrying, anxiety, grieving and creating trouble for others, then you are lacking that strength. On the other hand, you can go on allowing that strength to grow beyond your imagination. It's type of strength that works in a magical way. A person who is full of hate, anger, bitterness. And if you can handle that person with inner strength, goodness that emanates from your heart, that's so powerful. Even animals, look at them, they recognize your eyes. If inimical people triumph over you and make you shake up, you are lacking faith. You are lacking strength. So you need to look into yourself instead of going after them. The better ideal is, as you have inner strength, you find people change. Neighbors who have been holding bitter concept of yourself suddenly become very friendly. They recognize. Good-heartedness within you wins. Nothing wins more powerfully and profoundly than good-heartedness. The world should be involved in this form of fight. Good-heartedness should fight against faint-heartedness. That's the highest weapon. That's what Mahatma Gandhi called Satyagraha. Truth within you. I am Brahman. As you begin to discover that truth, you are decked with weapons. The weapon of forgiveness. The weapon of patience. The weapon of compassion. Power in your words. Power in your thoughts. Inspiration in your presence. Imagine all this. You're looking at a big soldier. The world needs that type of power. Until then, there will be all rattling and constant horror again is an example to see why people get into that type of horror. Is the cause somewhere in politics? Yes, But the real cause is in the heart of people. They're unable to understand that all humanity is to be loved, not because these people are from this nation, therefore they are mine, and those who are belong to other countries or other religion, etc., they are not mine. That type of attitude is one of the worst ignorant development in human mind. Not a single life can be viewed as mine or somebody else's. This is Swajan. This is from my country. Oh, that life, dead, wonderful. It's not American, but somebody else. I'm giving a little pinch of the news. So, as we are talking about faith, Shraddha gave you virya, strength. Then comes Smriti. Third, activities of the mind. If your personality is weak, then mind's actions are very poor. You remember things that discourage you. All bitter things of the past, they come to your memory floating, dancing. All the good ones that you have done, they stay terrified somewhere. In serious movement, Smriti changes as faith advances. And therefore we use the word Sumiran. Ishwar Sumiran, Ishwar Smriti. Begin to remember Godward qualities within you, Godward, God potentiality within you. You remember the things about sages and saints. You build up your aspiration of a profound type. Otherwise your memories are all grief that you have experienced, well spiced, pickled. And if you have developed that type of memory, now you are getting into a transcendental form of recollection. Therefore, even though you are awake, you dip into super consciousness. Otherwise, you dip into it only when you go to sleep. But if you have lived your life, planned in a profound way, deep down, you have that spiritual energy bringing you positive memory, then you find yourself as if you have been moving in a shallow river with mud, etc., and suddenly have gotten into a deep, clear ocean, and you have the ability to dive into joyously, the diving aspect called samadhi. Once you emerge out of that samadhi, your intellect is no longer that calculative, miserly intellect. Your intellect becomes magnanimous, called prajna. And if you stay with it, then you are sthita prajna. That's liberation. By adopting the northern path, this is the immortal, fearless, the supreme abode. Whence one does not return to samsara, the world process. This is the highest goal now. This much has been given in Prashnopanishad. But a further detail comes in the Gita. The very same theme has been well developed, and I will just present to you. It's called Uttarayana Marga. Agnihi Jyotiraha Shukla Shanamasha Uttarayanam Tatra Prayanta Gacchanti Brahmavido Jana. One who has turned towards God in a positive way, his movement is described. It is described that at the time of death, a sequence of movement occurs. But time of death is allegorical. It simply remove that word time of death. You are dying every day. Today, you will not, tomorrow you will not be the same person as you are today. Life moves on. But what are the things that will become highlighted in you day by day? First you are led by fire god. Fire god refers to vairagya, dispassion. If you are fiery, wet and slimy things can't stick to you. The world has lots of slimy things. So that fire grows within you, not to be affected by the world and not to fall for the world. Things that are so pleasant looking, Turn your mind out. How long are they looking pleasant and how much is their value? Vairagya. Growth in Vairagya in your life is not a sentimental development, but it means enrichment. You are becoming so strong within yourself that you don't look at the world that as if you need support from everything that you look around. And whoever doesn't give support, a lot of frowning nature against them. Not so. You are not supported by the world. You have the power to raise your head. Jyoti. Next point. First you are being led by fire god. Then the god of light, Jyoti. And that relates to Vivek. Your intellect is able to discern the difference between real, unreal, difference between what is your real goal, purpose, and what's not, what's just purposeless involvement. Third point, aha, the word people when become too surprised, aha. Aha refers to practical reality day by day. The deity of the day is described as aha. If you are living your day profoundly, aha, and make your lifestyle in such that even until death is aha, work involvement should not bring boredom in your life, but a new insight, new inspiration, a new opportunity for allowing your heart to expand, allowing your feeling to move towards God. So, aha. Next, Shukla, bright fortnight, as you watch the moon waxing, and why the up till the full moon, the whole world begins to shine with the nectarine light. Similarly, the heart within you should have a waxing process of good feeling. Feeling of divine love should wax without taxing you. And that's what will happen if you are moving in a positive direction. The movement leading to liberation. These are the steps. The next point, deities of the 6 months of the northern path. That means, as the daylight begins to increase and comes to the longest day, that's symbolic. Nothing to do with this description of the day. But what it implies, your consciousness goes on expanding. And in the end, you are led to the sun god. You become immersed in the effulgence, all effulgence. This is called krama mukti. Liberation described in stages. And that's the real spiritual movement, and I will stop at this. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.